Hey everyone, this is Jenna from She Leads Her Life. Thanks so much for being here today. Today we are going to talk again, we have talked about it before, but screen use in kids. And I am just here to share our story, my parenting journey of my eldest daughter is 12, my youngest daughter is 9, and by no means am I an expert about how to raise kids or how much screen use they should get. It really does ebb and flow in our household. But I just share my mistakes as a parent so that hopefully you won't make the same mistakes, or that maybe you won't feel as much alone in this parenting journey. And then also some things that are working for us and things that I've learned from to hopefully not make the same mistakes. So I wanted to share a little story. Last summer, I would say we did really well if we're rating on the amount of screen time my girls had. We made the rule that the only screens that could be washed were after 4:30 in the afternoon. And that seemed to work well. Like, they knew it was coming. They would get like an hour or so before dinner time, but that during the day they couldn't ask. So it just wasn't even an option. And they knew what time that they could ask for it, and they found other things to do. Now, let's fast forward to Christmas. My husband and I got them Kindle Fires, and here we thought, oh, you know, for reading before bed, they can have their Kindle Fire. They can take it on trips and whatnot to watch movies on it just when we're traveling. So they each got one from Santa, and what kind of just started happening was they would be watching a show on their Kindle. It's kind of like probably around the same thing as an iPad. And then that morphed into me realizing, oh, wow, I don't have to have the TV on when they're watching TV, and it can be quiet on our main floor. Or they were quiet up in their rooms watching a show, and it just was a little bit more peaceful. And I have to share this, you guys, because I know that mental health in mamas especially is so important. So if you need that break during the day, there is no shame or guilt or anything like that. What I want to share is what started happening is they would wake up in the morning and they were supposed to be getting ready for school. And I realized they're in their like beds watching a show instead of getting ready for school. And I slowly started to feel the shift of like, I am not in control of this. And this is kind of, it's like a snowball. It starts out small and then starts to grow. And the other piece of this that my husband Nate and I were talking about is the girls are a little bit older. They're 12 and 9, and it gave them a little bit sense of independence. They were always ready on time. They got their stuff done. They didn't complain in the morning before school. So I always watched a little TV before school when I was growing up, so I didn't really see the harm in it. Well, and then this turned into them after school, like running up to their rooms to relax, laying in bed watching TV. And all of a sudden, I was like, okay, this is not working for our family. I have no problem for, you know, watching a movie or having special time for themselves, but it almost became like they wanted to go to their rooms to watch their Kindle TV shows, whatever they were watching. And I just realized, like, that is not something I want for our family culture. And it is not to say, like, if that is working for your family, again, no judgment, no shame. But I found them being less engaged with wanting to go outside to go play with friends because they needed to go relax after school if they didn't have sports or whatever. And really, I found myself being like, well, relaxing is sitting and reading a book. It's not necessarily watching TV. So fast forward to this past weekend, my husband and I decided to take the girls. I'm going to call it glamping, guys, because I'm not ashamed to say it. I don't have a desire to go sleep on the ground in a sleeping bag. So I found this, I would call it more of like a campsite resort because they have cabins and it's in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. It's called Camp Wandawega. We booked it over 10 months in advance, you guys, because it books out that far. And we got a glamping tent, which included, yes, it had a full-size bed in it and two twin-size beds. So we each had a bed in a tent. And so it was, in some ways, luxurious. In some ways, we still had to use a porta potty camping, and it had a bonfire. And it truly, if you guys have a minute, you have to check out Camp Wandawega's website. It has been on Magnolia Network's Bestoke Inns, I think it's called. The decor, the setup, it's the theme of it is like a 1950s vintage camp, taking you back to summer camp. And it really is a magical place. With that said, when I was packing up the car, it's only about an hour and a half from our house. I said to my husband, I said, I'm not going to pack any screens, like no switches, no iPads, no nothing for the car ride. And usually our kids do get that during a car ride. And so they didn't have it for the car ride or the weekend. And you guys, I think I had been building it up in my head a lot more, like they were going to whine about it, that they weren't going to like it as much. And they did just fine. Like, yes, were they talking more in the car? Yes. Were they singing songs? Yes. But they really had some incredible conversations together and conversations with our family. And this all sounds, even as I'm speaking it out loud, I'm thinking to myself, well, duh, Jenna, like, of course they are, because they don't have their face in a screen. And so it's really this like push and pull of what do I want our family culture to be? And so we came home on Sunday and I said to the girls, I said, wasn't it amazing we had a screen-free weekend? I said, what did you notice about yourself, or what did you learn about yourself this weekend? And my youngest, right away, she's nine, she's like, I do not need to be on screens as much. And it was just this moment of like, yeah, like they really do want this too. They want this change in our family dynamic too, since Christmas when they got these devices. And in that moment, I mean, my oldest probably took it a little bit. She was like, oh, you know, like, come on, Mom. I should also say we do not allow smartphones. They each have a Gap phone, which has been really great. There's no internet, no games, no nothing. It's basically like an old school phone so that I can call them when they need to be picked up. They can call me when they need to get picked up. And they can send text messages to their grandma and grandpas, make phone calls to family. And they can text friends of different phone numbers that they have, but that's it. There's absolutely no social media, internet access, or anything like that. So there's this push and pull of already we're saying, you know what, guys, you may have friends that have smartphones and there's no judgment whatsoever on that. But for our family culture, that is not something we are going to do. And so that's even been hard to swallow for especially my oldest, when a lot of her friends do have that. And, you know, having the conversation of we're not looking down at those that do, and it might be really a good thing for them. But for us, we are just not going to go that route. So then when this came during our dinner conversation that, you know, that they weren't going to get these devices back at all, and that they were going to be kept in a different place, and that they were just going to be for really long car rides, not like hour long car rides, but if we had like a 5 or 6 hour car ride. And so that was met with a little bit of frustration, which we understood. But I have to share, you guys, this morning, when my husband and I got up, we went in their rooms. And they were both just like laying in bed. They were up before school and they were reading a book. And my girls are not the avid readers that I know some kids are like, they are not ones to typically pick up a book and be like, this is what I want to do. Have I tried to instill that in them? Yes, many, many times. But they just aren't. And I had this moment of, well, maybe they just didn't have the right environment. And I blame myself for that. And so really, this is a pep talk for all you parents to tell you it is not too late. If you are feeling uneasy about the way your family culture is, you are the catalyst for change. You have the ability. It may take a lot of energy, like emotional energy, to implement it, but it's worth it. And I think I needed that kind of self pep talk as well to realize they do not need devices. And it is actually a gift that we are giving them to not have them surrounded by that all the time. For summertime to be actual summertime for kids to get out and play, to not be on any social media platforms. And I know you guys have seen the stats, but they are so, I can't think of another word, but disturbing to see, especially in young girls ages 10 to 14, those that are on social media hours and hours a day. Depression, anxiety, and suicide rates are increasing at an alarming rate. You can see statistics at, I think there's mentalhealth.gov, there's the National Institute for Mental Health has a lot of statistics out as well. So go ahead and look into those. And I take that with a deep breath because it's not easy, you guys. Like, always being the parent that is trying to navigate this world and raising kiddos in this world that we live in. But I just wanted to get on here today to share with you our struggles and that it is such a slippery slope. A year ago, I was the parent, you know, during the summer that's like, great, we only have screen time 1 hour a day and we're doing so awesome and yay us. To just a week ago, my kids were waking up watching screens in their bed and wanting to like run up to their beds to watch a show after school and were becoming obsessed with their device. And so just know that you're not alone. And, no judgment. I just wanted to share our story. If any of you are kind of in the same boat and just say like, you are the orchestrator, you are the conductor of your family. And if it is not looking the way that you want it to look, guys, you really do have the ability to change it. So that is my little pep talk for this Monday. Thank you for listening, you guys, and sharing She Leads Her Life podcast with others. I really do appreciate it, and I wish you all a beautiful week. Bye-bye.